My name is Sarah. I am 9 years old and I live in Gibsonia, PA. The name of my story is Trying is Wonderful. Jimmy was very smart but very shy. He had many ideas for the family candy factory, but he was too scared to try them, even with his family's encouragement. One day, Jimmy's dad brought him along to work and sent him along with a tour group through the factory. Something caught his eye. It was the candy experiment room. The doors opened, so he went in. A wave of excitement swept over him. He realized he had all the ingredients he needed to make his idea for a new candy. Jimmy got to work. First, he went over to the cotton candy machine and turned it on. He got a spoon and hung over the side of the machine. As soon as the spoon touched the cotton candy, Jimmy got pulled in. Jimmy spun round and round the cotton candy machine. Finally, he is whipped out onto the ground. After uncotton candifying himself, he got back to work. Next, he needed jelly beans. He crept up behind the jelly bean machine as if it was a sleeping dragon. Quickly, he scooped up some jelly beans and ran as though it were going to bite him. Jimmy went to each machine, turning them on and adjusting them. As Jimmy was working, he felt something soft touch the back of his leg. He turned around to see a huge glob of cotton candy. He screamed. Jimmy's dad burst through the door. "Jimmy," his dad said, "have you been trying your ideas?" Jimmy nodded slightly. A huge grin spread across his face. "Oh, I'm so proud," said Jimmy's dad. "You aren't mad?" asked Jimmy, giving him an odd look. "Of course not. I knew you had wonderful ideas. I wanted you to believe in yourself and try them," cried Jimmy's dad happily. "Oh, wow," smiled Jimmy. Jimmy called the new candy wonderful because everyone that tasted it said it was just that. Neither Jimmy nor Jimmy's dad will tell what is in wonderful, and no one can say exactly what it's like. What do you think wonderful tastes like? The end.